The text you've heard, the emphasis verse, and I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prove stronger than it. Have you the picture? Gates. These things let people in, let people out of a place, a city, even hell itself. Gates. These are bulwarks, defenses against attack, to be shut, locked, reinforced when attack comes, keeping people in or out. Gates. A rock. This sits, perhaps waiting motion from inside, from outside of itself. If it's big enough, a solid place to stand or sit, but a formidable weapon in the right hands or in a catapult. A gate, gates, a rock. Until my colleague, Fred Niedner of Valparaiso University, opened this picture up for me, here was my picture of this. The church, built on the rock, is to fortify itself against the gates of hell, which shall not prevail over it. It's a defensive posture. Fix the rock, be strong, get rid of the cracks, fortify the rock, lest the gate overwhelm it. That's nuts. Since when have gates gone on the attack? Gates generally do not attack, unless, of course, you're standing under one that happens to fall on you. Rocks, on the other hand, with a power apart from themselves, can be used for attack. Gates generally don't attack. Rocks, on the other hand, could be used for attack. So here's the alternate picture, and I think more accurate to the text. The gates of hell will not prove stronger than the rock of Peter's confession and the church. The gates will be knocked down by the rock, and the gates will not prevail against it. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. Even the gates of hell will not prevail against the Christ, against his church, which he has built. And the church, as we have all learned, is us, the body of Christ, so the gates of hell will not prevail against you or me in the shadow of the cross and in the power of the empty tomb. Not to be particularly binary about it, but here's a binary either or. We all have something of a choice in life. As part of the rock, are we going to put most of our energy into strengthening, purifying, and fortifying the rock so that it will not be crushed by the bogus attack of the gates? Or alternately, do we go into battle prepared and confident with the rock that the gates of hell will not prevail over us, members of the body of Christ, over the church, over Christ, for the battle is won? In short, do we stuck with, built on a rock the church doth stand, or built on a rock the church moves? The church attacks, the church goes and rolls. As I learned in my youth, far away now, onward Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ, the royal master, leads against the foe, forward into battle. See his banners go. So, you gonna march with me to the gates of hell? I see two hells lurking inside of its gates. One is the evil that's present in the world. You and the church can see yourselves as a place of respite from the evil of the world, or you and the church can march toward it, despite the anxiety of such a march. XXX Church folks have a ministry to and with prostitutes on the strip, forsaking the comfort of their gathered church building. Larry Rice in St. Louis has a ministry in St. Louis to the homeless and destitute, forsaking the comfort of his parish. Violence, anger are all around us, and we have opportunity to cloister, or we have opportunity to attack. To march into homeless shelters, urban struggles, domestic violence, political processes that demean life, business processes that abuse workers, and a host of other evils that are in front of us and in front of every body of Christ that exists as a worshiping community. The other is the evil that lurks inside of us. There are many ways to purport to have a pious life and to keep secret destructive parts of who we are in the darkness behind the gates of hell. Except in this case, it is our own personal hell. Lutherans know this as being both saint and sinner. Anger, violence, sex, porn, anxiety, resentment, jealousy, well, you know the list. So what's your hell? Your struggle. Will you run from that and pretend, or try to pretend, that it doesn't exist? Or will you march toward it, bringing it forward into the body of Christ, into the church? Will you as well ignore in others, therefore, and turn against or turn away from them? These are questions of passivity and defensiveness, or activity and engagement. Does the rock sit, or impelled by Christ, does it attack the very gates of hell externally and internally? So, perhaps instead of our usual greeting, explain this to the younger folks here. Some of you, please. Perhaps instead of our usual greeting, wishing each other God's peace or blessing, we should or could greet each other, "Go to hell." And the response should or could be, "And you go there also." You want to try it? We can confidently greet each other with a "go to hell and you also," because he suffered and was buried. He descended into hell and on the third day rose again. And you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prove stronger than it. Amen.